News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home.
Ireland isn't a very different place to where it was last week or a month ago. I believe the Irish economy is growing much, much quicker than most of us think.
Come here, and I like here in Ireland. I like here, and the people are very friendly here, but here in Brethren it's very quiet, very small.
For the first time ever, there are over 3,000 homeless children in Ireland. The figures officially released today were recorded.
Taoiseach and I have both been clear that there will be no return to the borders of the past.
Welcome back to the West Leaving Academy. We miss you all.
I task my new government to build in Ireland a republic of opportunity, one in which every person has an opportunity to succeed, and one in which all parts of the country have an equal chance to share in our prosperity.
Okay, Shane Coleman here, presenting News Talk Breakfast from Ireland's town. You might know it better by its normal name, though. It is Yeah, it's Kinsale. It's not one of the. It's not just one of the country's most picturesque and popular tourist destinations. It's also the town that best represents us, most represents us as a nation. We set out using all the statistical data available in Census 2016 to find a place that's closest to us as a people, our lives, our habits, our spending patterns, our education levels and so on, the place closest to us as a nation. By the way, we're not talking about the town that's the most fun, the most pretty, that has the nicest lifestyle, although in fairness, Kinsale does tick all those boxes. We are talking about a place and the place that is a genuine microcosm of Ireland. And that place, based on our extensive research, is Kinsale, County Cork. And so, a week out from the budget, we've come to the beautiful Acton's Hotel by the water to test the water, I suppose. I'm looking out. Dawn is just starting to break. The view is absolutely spectacular from the room here in Acton's. But what we want to do this morning is find out what are the big issues for the people of Kinsale and, by extension, because it is Ireland's town, for the rest of the country. We've a packed show ahead and a whole range of guests will be joining us here in Acton's. We'll be talking to local politicians, residents, business people to find out what is happening in their lives. And statistically, if it's happening in their lives, it's going to be happening in yours as well. So we're here in South Cork, but we want to hear from all of you this morning. Are you surprised the CSO criteria threw up Kinsale as the place that most represented us? What are the issues affecting your lives that you'd like to see in the budget? Drop us a text, 53106. Let us know what you're thinking. But first off, let's tell you a little bit about how we came to arrive at Kinsale being Ireland's town. We realised that there is a treasure trove of information in the census figures if you know how to look for it. And who better than News Talk's cephologist, statistician and number cruncher, Audrin Flynn, to do so. Now, we set him the unenviable task of spending weeks wading through the data for every town in the country with a population of over 5,000 to find Ireland's town. And as he always does, he delivered an answer. Before coming on air, I sat down with Audrin. I began by asking him why Kinsale warrants the title of Ireland's town.
Well, Shane, Ireland's town because it is closest across the board to the average of the country. Over 29 different criteria, which encompasses a full range of stuff.
Just to interrupt, you've gone through the CSO figures. This isn't, there's no supposition here.
This is
empirical
data. 2016 census. Broken down, we took the 75 towns that have a population of 5,000 or more. And we have looked across the board. We took 29 criteria.
Give us a flavour of those kind of criteria.
Well, a flavour, I mean, marital status, whether you're Irish, different family information, one-parent families, housing information in terms of how many people live on their own, how many people have got a mortgage, how many people have repaired their mortgage, how many people rent their households are rented.
Education
in terms of many people who got degrees, ABC1s. People who are retired, unemployed,
so across the board. Pretty right much every bit of data that's in the CSO.
Every bit of data apart from income, you cannot get income from that.
Okay,
from the CSO,
so
town.
Why Kinsale then, based on that?
Well, it turned out that Kinsale, when we did the average for the entire country, it turned out when we went through every single one of the 75 towns, Kinsale was closest across the board and was within 10 percentage points, at most within 10 percentage points of every single other of the national average.
So
and
every
in most cases, a lot less than that.
Every
than
criteria that. You took, every yes. one of the 29, it was within 10% yes, of the national
absolutely,
average.
And in most cases,
a lot
closer than that.
There was a couple of other towns that were kind of in the shake-up that were kind of very close as well. One was Gorey in Wexford, the other was Balbriggan in North Dublin.
That's correct.
But where Kinsale stood out was they tended to arrive at the average almost by accident. So in a lot of cases, for example, Balbriggan was way over the average, and then in other cases it was way under.
In Balbriggan's case, in six of the criteria, they were well above 10%, in some cases up to 20%. So effectively, it was a matter of compensating errors, if you like, almost to get to
a statistical fluke. Almost,
Gorey
yeah.
wasn't so much. Gorey was a situation not as much out as Balbriggan was, but the biggest single problem with Gorey was that the houses built in this century was almost twice the average in Gorey than it was anywhere else. And if had it been at the average, it wouldn't have come in the top 20.
Okay. So again, more of a statistical anomaly that was there. Okay, what does this research tell us about Kinsale, about the people who live in Kinsale, and by extension, what does it tell us about us in Ireland?
Well, as I say, Kinsale, you know, who may himself be surprised to find out, as a lot of people are.
I think you're right. You raise an interesting point.
Yeah,
people will say, Kinsale is
it. Yeah.
It's a very upmarket resort, lots of fantastic restaurants.
Absolutely.
This couldn't be representative of Ireland.
Well, that's when I come up with the answer myself, when I did all the figures, I looked at the answer and went, hold on, can this be right? Have I made a mistake? But I went back through it again and I hadn't. See, like yourself and like a lot of other people, your view of Kinsale is of a beautiful harbour, nice town, as you said, all the restaurants and all of that. But behind, off the main street behind that, there's 5,500 people live there who've got the same requirements as anywhere else in the country and statistically across the board are closest to the average for the entire country.
So if you could sum it up maybe in a non-statistical way, who is Kinsale, who are we?
Kinsale is the... represents effectively the people of Ireland. It's a microcosm of the of Ireland as a whole, as an average.
So
where we are now in the after 2016,
in the main working, in the main middle class, college educated, but obviously a lot of us not college educated.
Well, I mean, 1 in 3 have got a degree.
Okay,
so it is middle class. But it's not sort of at the top end of the middle class. The top end of the class is something like Malahide's, the top end of the middle class, which is considerably higher. It's 70 percentage points higher in this survey than Kinsale.
Okay. You know, it's more representative of what Ireland
is. Well, it is than Malahide would be, for example. Yeah. And it's very representative of Ireland.
No disrespect to Malahide.
No disrespect to Malahide. Absolutely. But I mean, but there are many people who would view Malahide and Kinsale in the same light and think they're very, very similar. Whereas in fact, demographically, they're not.
Okay. Just in terms of the nuts and bolts of this, how long did it take you to go through all this data?
Oh, best part of a week to do it, because you had to build the building blocks and then identify the 75 towns that are above 5,000 and then allocate a score to every single 29 factor for all the 75 towns. So, and then to settle it down to final result.
Okay. A certain historical symmetry, you could say, in all of this. Gaelic Ireland probably died with the Battle of Kinsale, and here we are in Kinsale this morning, and you're telling us it's the most representative town of Ireland, of what we are today. So certain symmetry in that, I think. Audrey.
There is indeed. And you like symmetry, Shane.
Okay, that was Audrain Flynn's Ireland's Town statistician. As you heard there, he spent a week going through the data. So if you're texting in saying it can't be Kinsale, unless you're willing to spend a week going through the data, I'm afraid you're not going to be in a position to argue with him.